Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Good morning, Rickies. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It is the fourth annual Junkies Crab Kickoff. We have made it back to the start of the NFL season. It's a glorious day. We're going to have Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company delivering us delicious crab cakes and other assorted fare.
Nice.
To enjoy on the air as we get ready for Ravens, Chiefs.
Hope you're hungry.
Is tonight. Everybody listen to the directive. Everybody is clad in jerseys today on a Jersey. Jason is Vernon Davis.
Yep. VD. Dunbar High School.
JP is Terry McLaurin. I'm shocked JP actually had a jersey in his closet. This is stunning news. EB is wearing an old school Redskins jersey in honor of our friend Crick, who passed away. Now it's, what, 20 plus years in the rear view?
It's unbelievable.
And I am wearing my Junkies Turkey Bowl. Doing the hack bit of wearing my own jersey.
That jersey is like 22 years old.
This jersey is pretty old. Yes.
I thought you might forget your jersey actually today, because you were heading to MGM National Harbor early for the Case Classic. And I thought there was a chance that you were going to scramble and bring in Rom's jersey.
No, it didn't. That did not have to happen. I stuffed this into my bag last night as I was preparing for the overnight stay. So I was good. I was prepared.
And did you stay in the same room with Rom?
He was supposed to stay in the room, but he left early.
Oh, he did?
Which is kind of shocking.
Did he get bounced out early?
He got bounced out of the tournament very early, yes, which he is wont to do. Valdez, it's a Purple Thursday. Good morning to you. He's rocking his Lamar Jackson jersey.
Signed Lamar Jackson jersey.
Nice. That's a good flex. I had forgotten that it was signed.
I feel like this shows the epitome of Valdez's influence on the show. Jumbo lump crab meat. He somehow shoehorned that into.
Stop the clock.
Yeah.
The whole crab thing is because of you.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
You said on the show, you said, I would just love to pick crabs and watch football on Sunday. Okay. Week one football.
Yeah.
And that was...
If I get credit for it, I'll take it.
That was the genesis of the crab kickoff.
That's when the light bulb went off?
Yes. This isn't me shoehorning my...
crabs into...
Yes. Okay. My Maryland into the show. This all stemmed from a comment you made that you wanted.
Interesting.
All right, I'll take credit for it then.
As you should.
I'll take credit. Pat that back pat
take,
machine.
It's take already, credit.
It's already over
You were
there.
Looking forward to the show, right?
No, I love the...
Should have heard what he said at 5:59.
Now I'm taking credit for it.
No, I'll take credit
for it. Did you hear what he said right before the show?
Of course.
I said the show's going to be a pain in the ass because we have all these things that we have to do. I don't like to have things that we have to do.
Well, it makes the show go by quick.
For you, it does. For me, it's.
Well, all I know is.
But anyway, I like crabs.
All I know is I brought in some money IPAs. Ooh, for whenever,
very good.
Whenever we want to open them.
That's a big boy, too.
This is the Voodoo Ranger Juice Force. This is legit.
Juice. By the way, what?
9.5%.
Oh, it's just right, super okay. strong. Okay, I mean, you're just good. Going for it's the good, hammer. Though. I mean, that's.
Well, I'm not going to drink a whole one.
I know. I just mean like that. If
we
if
can you, split it.
If you finish that beer, that. That one can of beer is probably good enough to at least give you a slight buzz.
Correct.
Whereas,
and two, you're pretty much cooked.
Two, you're pwned. I mean,
John Paul Flame, you're going to have a little bit.
What is that, later. A 16 or 18 ouncer? What are we looking at there?
I think it's a 16, yeah.
Is it? Okay, you got a tall boy.
But did the kids at Virginia Tech drink that or something? Or
no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I
think those are popular now.
Voodoo Ranger's
Voodoo
popular,
Ranger.
Yeah.
That's why I said. That's why I said did the Virginia Tech.
To me, that's too foofy for college kids to be pounding those.
Voodoo Ranger.
Does Voodoo Ranger, I mean, maybe it's popular, make the hazies?
I'm sure
yeah,
they make sure they do. But a college kid can't afford that beer. That beer is expensive. College kids are into just give me as much as you can give me.
I think it's different. They college kids are drinking Surfsides.
Okay, and those, yeah.
They drink all
maybe
those.
Maybe times are different.
It's a little different than we were drinking Milwaukee's Best.
College kids, they don't care about the money. They just put it on their
family. It's a different
families.
Era. Your parents pay for it anyway.
That's a good point. Didn't really think about that.
Right. What is Drabby wearing? Drabby's wearing.
He's got a Ducks jersey.
Oh, Oregon.
I did not have an NFL jersey, at least not one that I think somebody gave me one a year ago, a throwback Seahawks jersey, I think from 1976.
Oh, that'd been awesome.
Yeah, just too itchy.
Yeah.
So, I thought this was Marcus Mariota, but it is not. It is DeAnthony Thomas.
Oh, very good. Kick returner. Wow. Kind of short. Lightning fast.
Yeah. The Black Mamba.
I do like, I mean, that's one of 100 different Oregon designs. I kind of like it. With the
wings on the shoulders?
Yeah, I like that. It's a good look. And Mike Maher is doubling down on the Terry McLaurin. He's got the Terry McLaurin alternate.
Well, that's the go-to. If you're in town, you're going to have one jersey at this point. Well, I guess Jaden now has.
Jaden.
His jersey's
doing. If it's not Jaden, it's McLaurin.
If it's not Jaden, it's McLaurin, right?
Yeah, it's the only NFL jersey I have, and it's a no-brainer that's got to be Scary Terry.
I mean,
there's a chance that I'm wearing like the jersey that my wife had.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a small, and I didn't know if I was going to get it in.
Are you as dainty?
Well, no, of course not. But, you know, jerseys are generally big.
What is the size on that jersey?
It's a small.
You're wearing a small jersey in here? That's butt funny. That's the funniest thing.
But I actually think it fits.
You are kind of dainty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it looks like he's wearing a kid jersey.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Room for shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. Haven't had shoulder pads on since we played in our turkey
bowl. This is only the second wearing ever of this vintage jersey.
Right.
This is it.
I gave my Turkey Bowl jerseys away when we did a book signing party
somehow,
for my first book.
I think I parted. Did we have a white one as well?
Yeah.
I think we were given a white and a black.
Right.
And I gave away the white. I don't know who would have wanted it. But I kept the
Which
black.
Which one is the game worn one? The black
this
one?
This is game worn.
That's game worn.
So stinky. Yeah.
Well, how many tackles, Cakes?
I wore it 22 years ago.
At middle linebacker, how many tackles did you accumulate?
I might have had. A half a tackle.
Did you jump on one
I'll tell you exactly
pile?
Why. Here's why. Well,
I think you got a penalty, though.
I did get a penalty. I think hands to the face.
Yes.
I think I did commit a penalty. I couldn't get a tackle. One, because not good enough to make a tackle. Two, Tommy Horsecamp and Gee, the former drunkard, were making all the tackles.
Right.
And I was there like two or three steps too late.
Right.
I mean, Tommy Horsecamp was playing that game like he was Mike Singletary right back for the 85 Bears.
He was a missile coming out of there.
Oh, he was just a man on a mission.
He was so bitter that I got the MVP.
I can tackle girls. Sign me up. Get me in. So, yes, this jersey doesn't have a lot of stains on it.
Right.
So remind me what we got to do. Obviously, we got the crab kickoff, so we're going to be eating soon.
Yes,
I like
correct.
That part. That's my favorite part of the show.
We've got... couple guests. We got Baldy. We're going to talk fantasy with Dave Richard.
Yep. Brian Baldinger, by the way, will be a regular guest on the show, so that's good.
Awesome.
Throughout the NFL season.
We got to give our survivor pick because we're in the Circus Survivor pool, which is a $1,000 buy-in from out in Vegas.
I like to really work that segment. So I think, Dravy, we got to at least give ourselves two segments for that because we got to debate. We got to take calls.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. There's got to be a lot of drama.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that. But we have something else. We got to do our picks, our season long.
I hate that.
We got our predictions.
Our predictions, $10
a man. I've got all my predictions. I have three bold predictions. I'm locked and loaded.
I hate all that.
I'm good to go.
I just have two bold predictions. Should I add a third?
You can do as many or as little as you want.
I thought we always did two. But people are adding three. People love it so much.
I do as many bold predictions as you want.
I like throwing darts and hoping one hits.
All right.
And I'd like to throw multiple darts.
I've already handed mine in to our teacher, Jason Bishop. He'll put it down in his notebook.
I got so many notebooks. I got so much I got to write down. I mean, I got survivor picks.
I was actually shocked yesterday to see that Jason turned down. JP Finley texted Jason and I yesterday afternoon about getting into Mitch Tischler's some sort of survivor pool.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason actually turned it down. Now, I've yet to respond because I'm teetering.
Yeah,
I'm teetering towards doing it, even though I probably shouldn't. I've got already,
enough.
I just got
plate.
So much going on, but I was like, it's $90. Am I really gonna? At the end of the day, am I really gonna miss $90?
It's not gonna change your life one iota.
Yeah, so I'm leaning towards doing it.
Wow,
getting in, and I don't know anything about it. I just know it's another pool.
Well, the reason I'm just inundated with fantasy and survivor picks. I got too much.
You've drawn the line.
I'm in
11
total.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
You're in 11?
I'm in 11 total Survivor/Fantasy leagues, yes.
Right. I struggle just to remember to give him my college football plays every week, and my son does it. Okay? He's got to enter in 52 of them.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, good response by Jason. I'm overloaded in fantasy and pools, so I'm going to pass, but thanks.
Hey, at least he responded.
Yeah, I've not I asked
our boss yesterday about, remember we had that meeting last week about doing some stuff with Monumental Sportsnet?
Sure.
And I responded to him that I was okay with all the dates.
Yeah,
he goes, well, at least you're responded. Nobody else has responded.
Okay, now it's in my brain.
Right.
So as I walk out today, I'll pop into CK's office, and I'll just probably concur with you. Most of the dates are fine, whatever. And my response.
I had actually already talked to CK and said, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
But it's impossible for me to know my availability 7 months from now.
Mm.
Well, first thing,
certain things I'm not going to be available for. I have things.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
Doing the monumental hits and, you know.
You mean the all casts?
Yeah.
Well, you're not? You want to do it for free? Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it for free, but.
Yeah, I am worried about that.
I'm not too worried.
Because I'm not agreeing to something, and if I'm not getting paid for it.
You are getting paid, you just don't know how much.
Well, we have control of that.
It's your money. You paid for it.
I think we have some control, but we just don't know what.
We're a team here.
Right.
Are you working for Monumental?
Hold on.
Come on now. We're a team.
Jason, I didn't say that we weren't getting paid.
It sounded like it. It sounded like it.
No, it didn't. You interpreted that. I just said I'm not worried about it one way or the other. It'll be fine for me personally.
Right. I know.
It'll get settled. Yeah. I just look at it that way.
He'd do it for $100.
That's not true.
Anyway,
I turned down lots of stuff.
So we got a lot going on here.
You're so agitated.
Well, you are. You're agitating me.
Honestly,
I didn't agitate you.
He says every day, I got so many things to do. And it's his stupid notebooks. Honestly.
That's filling up his
time. It's like, what else has he got going on? It's his notebooks.
Well, no. He's got kids. And
I got
kids.
Other stuff going on. I got stuff.
I understand that. But that occupies a lot of his time and stress.
No, there's just stuff going on today. Lots.
I got you my college picks in early. We're good there. We're straight.
All right. I'll tell you who's not worrying about anything financially, Sam Cosmi.
He's getting paid.
Hey, a good move by the Commanders.
It's a big deal.
He's a guard.
Last several years, I know, but the last several years, whenever they have a
they
key
obviously
player,
like him.
They let him go to a franchise, and then he leaves. They could have done this with the previous guard, Brandon Scherff, who was pretty good.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Correct. That's one of the few.
But that's when they had, I think, Trent at the same time, right? Did they have Trent at that time? When Sheriff was here?
I don't think so.
Trent was already gone?
I mean, point is, they lost key members of that offensive line.
I think Sheriff wanted top dollar for a guard.
And he got it. He got it from Jacksonville. They paid him.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. I'm not getting too crazy about it.
No, but it's a good move by the organization.
Yeah. 4-year deal, right?
Yep.
I think he's
$74 million, $45 million guaranteed.
45.
I will say this more than half. For Cosby. And I'm glad. I'm happy for him and his family. I guess he's just gone the offensive lineman route of just going with the big ugly. Like, did you see him at the table?
I mean, he's got a big, gnarly beard.
Yeah. He's kind of ugly, dude.
I bet you wouldn't tell him that to his face.
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not.
I don't think he's ugly.
No?
I mean, he's just a big dude.
I thought he was a good-looking guy before, and then I guess he's just going with the big, ugly look. Yeah. Big, sloppy look.
I mean, he's growing his hair out.
Mean, because
he's
of the
his
beard?
Grow.
It's not
he feels puffing his chest because he actually shaved today.
Yeah, I mean,
like, shaved yesterday.
Guy stumbles across a Bic razor, and now Sam Cosby's ugly because he's like his beard and his hair grow.
And maybe just because he looks sweaty and gross. You think, yeah, he looks like a wrestler.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's probably a good comp.
I don't know.
I think that's kind of a standard look for a lot of the offensive linemen.
That's what I said. He's
league.
Going for the big offensive lineman
that's
look.
That's just the way they look.
All right. God bless
They're
him.
Big, country, strong, corn-fed, burly dudes.
I wish I had $45 million guaranteed. Well, that'd be pretty nice.
But once he retires, he'll probably lose 150 pounds. And,
yeah,
and
he'll slim down.
It'd be silly.
Probably like a 32-inch waist.
Yeah, I mean, he'll look great.
Super jealous.
Yeah.
No. All right, coming up on the show today, we touched on it earlier, Brian Baldinger. We'll talk NFL with him. He's Odyssey's NFL insider. He will join the show at 7:20, Dave Richard will be on. He's going to give you actual lineup advice because, hello, there's an NFL game tonight. There's an NFL game tomorrow night from Brazil. And then over the weekend, it's a full NFL slate as week one kicks off. And, of course, the Commanders play Sunday at 4:25 as they take on Tampa. So don't go anywhere on a Crab Kickoff Thursday here on the Junks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.